那么的匆忙。有一天我们都会老去，有一天世界都会远去，但是主啊，因着你我们却可以进入永恒的家乡。愿主帮助我们能够可以轻看周遭的人事物，不要因为这么淡淡就会过去的人事物，我们赔上了耶稣和你自己的关系。愿主让我们知道什么叫永恒，让我们真的知道我们出于你，依靠你，也要归于你。愿主帮助我们，让我们在有限的今世的人生中能够常常与你相见，能够进入你的国度，成为你的儿女。求主你恩待今天的聚会，纪念你亲爱的教会，祝福你自己的话语与我们同在，听我们在你面前的感恩祷告呼求，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。请坐。弟兄姐妹平安。今天的聚会是一个临时的安排。
Today's service is an ad hoc。
今天不少的弟兄姐妹包括我们的青少年，他们的心情都很沉重。
Today, many brothers and sisters, including our youth, are having a heavy heart.
上个主日 ，Paul Wang 在青少年团契宣布他要离开磐石教会，原因是我詹姆斯对他的不接纳。
Last week, our youth minister Paul announced to the youth that he is going to leave Rock Church, and the reason being that Pastor Zhang does not accept him.
我知道大家听了都有被撕裂的感觉。那一天我的儿子 Samuel 一直在哭。
I know everybody who had heard about this are having a feeling of being torn apart. That day my son Samuel was crying.
那天他坐在 parking lot 的石头上，远离所有的小朋友，因为是他自己的父亲教会的牧师与他的牧师关系不好。
That day he was sitting alone, away from the other kids. And the reason being that his father, the pastor of the church, was not getting along Minister Paul.
我的讲章早就写好了，今天就是要按照原来的顺序来讲登山宝训，不要动怒和咒骂。
My sermon has been prepared some time ago, because we've been following the scripture, and it happens to be that this week the subject is "Do not get angry and curse."
这个道我还讲得下去吗？这个道是不是在我说我自己吗
？How can I give the sermon? Isn't the sermon just talking to myself?
我可以诚实地告诉弟兄姐妹，我想逃避。
I can honestly tell brothers and sisters, I want to avoid this.
我既不想做法利赛人，我也不敢面对自己。
I don't want to be a Pharisee, but I'm afraid I cannot face myself.
但是不行，偏偏这个礼拜我按着顺序在读民数记。
But I can't avoid that, and it happens that this week, in my devotion and time, I was reading the book of Numbers.
我觉得自己就是民数记二十二章里头所写的巴兰所骑的那头倒霉的驴子。
I felt that I'm the hapless donkey described in Numbers 22, the one that's the donkey that was ridden by the prophet Balaam.
这头驴子三次被上帝的使者拿着刀拦住去路，无路。无法前行，但又遭到主人连连的打骂。
This hapless donkey was actually being blocked by three times by God's messenger. However, his master was kept kicking him, pushing him along.
我同样是被上帝逼到死角。神很幽默，我的心都快死了。
I was also being cornered by God, and my heart is about to die.
但是上帝却让我看到的画面是轻松的。
But somehow God allowed me to see this picture of this light-hearted picture.
没有退路，登山宝训所有的教训都是要耶稣的追随者行出来的。所以最后我匍匐在主的面前，对主说：“主啊，我愿意。”
There's no getting around.All the teachings in the Sermon on the Mount is calling us to act out. So I can only fall behind the Lord. Please help me.
我愿意在主的面前悔改，也愿意在 教会弟兄姐妹面前向我的弟兄 Paul 道歉。
I am willing to repent in front of the God and also in front of everybody in this congregation to repent, to say sorry to our brother, Paul.
为着我里面曾经对弟兄的不接纳，给他造成的伤害道歉。
I want to apologize for the hurt that I had caused him and because of my lack of acceptance.
为因着我们之间紧张的关系，给弟兄姐妹带来的困惑以及给教会带来的损伤道歉。
I apologize for all the confusion among the brothers and sisters and all the hurt because of the poor relationship.
牧会差不多二十年了，我会这样作为讲道的开场牌还是第一次。
In ministry for almost 20 years, starting beginning of a sermon like this, this is my first time.
这大概就是一个牧者要传讲登山宝训可能会遭遇的结果。
This is probably the consequence, the possible consequence that a pastor choose to preach the Sermon of the Mount.
早就有人比喻登山宝训就是一团燃烧的火，而我们呢，都是一些飞蛾。小儿子总喜欢往有亮光温暖的地方飞。
Long time ago, the Sermon of the Mount has been likened to being a ball of fire. We're all moths, and the little moths like to flock towards light and warmth.
但你要晓得，登山宝训这场火是会把你烧着的，
but,
甚至会死去的。
But this ball of fire is capable of burning you up. You may die.
好在这个火是圣灵的火，最后圣灵会让你死里复活，带给你新的生命和新的希望。
Fortunately, this fire is actually the fire of the Holy Spirit. And so this fire eventually will bring hope.
当我悔改在上帝的面前，我感受到耶稣伸展的双臂，把我紧紧地围抱在他的胸前。
When I repent and fall down before God, I clearly can feel God's Jesus outreached arm holding me tightly.
耶稣说我是一个追随者。
Jesus told me that I'm a follower.
我在神的面前哭了很久，是神把我拽出了大坑，脱离了死地。
I cried for a long time in front of God. It's God who saved me from this deep hole.
神没有让我去与人讲说你对我错，他也没有让我在自怜自爱中抱怨承认。
God did not allow me to argue for right and wrong, and did not let me sink because of self-pity.
他也没有让魔鬼把我活活的沉思，因为我在灵里能够清楚的看见魔鬼那发绿的眼睛。
He didn't allow the devil to devour me.And because I could clearly see the green glistening eyes of the devil.
魔鬼本想挑动我的血气，然后再把我撕碎。
The devil wanted to stir up my emotion and then tear me down.
但神为着他自己的名，也为着敌人的缘故，他赐给了我悔改的灵和清洁的心。
But God, for his own name and also to make a statement in front of my enemy,He gave me a clean heart.
神也赐给了我死而后生重新站立起来的勇气。
God also gave me the courage to be able to stand up again.
我在祷告中哭泣，但我的里面却是清省的，很通畅，也很亮堂。
I cry in front of God, but inside I don't have a heavy load. It's free flowing.And it's bright in my heart.
我终于看到魔鬼节节败退，耶稣步步得胜。
I finally see the devil started retreating, and Jesus is victorious step by step.
我想告诉大家，真的就差那么一点点，那几天神人交战，魔鬼就站在我的身旁。
I want to tell everybody it was.Just that close. In these days, the fight between the struggle between me and God, and I could clearly see the devil is just waiting by.
若不是上帝的怜悯救我脱离苦境，用他的力量来束我的腰，今天我牧师不会站在这里与你们讲道了。或许以后 也不能再是你们的牧师了。
If it's not for the mercy of God, I may not be able to stand behind you in front of you to preach to you, and I may not even be the pastor of this church.
我们都要感谢神。我相信神会让这次可怕的危机转化为宝贵的转机。
We all need to thank God. I think God is the one who turned this dreadful event into a hopeful turning point.
他会让我牧师的声量有所突破。
He allowed me to step further up.
他会让教会在这件事情上有所学习。
He will let the whole church learn something from this.
也会让弟兄姐妹的属灵生命从此变得比较的成熟。
And he will lead us, everybody, brothers and sisters, that we were more mature spiritually.
今天我们的主题是不要动怒和咒骂。我先会用今天的经文的字面意思与大家来做一些解释，然后来讲生活的应用。
The subject of the sermon, today's sermon, is do not get angry and curse. I will start explaining the words and then I will get into the life application.
我们可以一起用中英文一起来读。你们听见丰富有古人的话说，
it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause should be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother,
Raka
should be in danger of the council, but whoever shall
say,
thou fool shall be in danger of hellfire.
继续。所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。再来，你同告你的对头还在路上，就赶紧与他和行，恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交付狱，你就下到监里了。我实在告诉你，若有一文钱还没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。我们先来看这两段。
Let's look at the first two verses.
这里耶稣讲的是摩西十诫中第六诫不可杀人的内容。
This is the content of the sixth of the Moses ten commandments, thou shalt not kill.
这是说一个谋杀人的人必须站在法庭上接受审判。
This is telling about a murderer. We have to stand trial in front of everybody in the court, in front of the court. Sorry.
但是耶稣却告诉他的追随者，谋杀不仅是一个实现出来的行动，谋杀也包含着一个人对他的怀恨。
But Jesus is telling his follower that murder is not limited to acting out, but also to people holding grudges, anger, and rage.
这里的拉加是废物的意思，魔力是笨蛋的意思。
Raja means you're no good. Mori means you fool.
无缘无故的，我们看到这里面括号里的字，括号里的这几个字显然是后人加上去的，不是耶稣的原话。
The words in the parentheses are added later by people. It's not the original words by Jesus.
因为人们认为耶稣不可能死板的反对一切的怒气，所以想用此来缓和耶稣的陈述。
Because people don't think that Jesus will be so rigidly applying the principle, so they want to soften the message.
但是其实耶稣这种绝对的陈述的方法，我们在圣经的其他地方都可以看到。
But in other places in Bible, we could see that Jesus being so absolute.
我们可以来一起来读这段圣经。人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子。儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。原来这几个字是一个恨字。若不人到我这里来，若不恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
Actually, this this word, people do not love me more than love parents, and the real word is hate. It's very strong.
耶稣是借着恨 来表明我们必须单单的爱他，忠于他，胜过一切。
Jesus used hate to emphasize that he is the only love that we should be having.
耶稣在登山宝训中把动怒和谋杀相连在一起。
Jesus linked in the sermon anger with murder.
他似乎在质问每一个追随者，你们没有恨过人吗？你们从来没有希望某人死掉吗？你们的嘴里不是常常有着欺负人、伤害人的话吗？
He's asking every one of us, have we not hated anybody? Have we not wanting to kill somebody?
上上个主日，我开车回家，进入社区的时候，我突然看为着一个奇怪的一个奔跑的动作，我笑了起来。
Two weeks ago, going home, when I drive into my community, I saw a jogger that was running funnily.
我的儿子 Samuel 带着气愤的口吻在责问我：“爸爸，人家在锻炼身体，你怎么可以这样笑人家？”
My son Samuel was saying, "Hey, Dad, they are just exercising. Why? How can you laugh at them? Him?"
我突然明白，这可能真的是一个病人，他在跟病魔做斗争。这时候我的脸就烧起来了。还好我的孩子坐在后排，他没有看到我。
Yeah, then I realized, but yes, this may be a patient who's fighting with an illness. So how could I say that? So my face is burning. Fortunately, Samuel was sitting in the back row.
晚上我和师母一起读经，读到诗篇二十九篇，用圣洁的装饰来敬拜耶和华的时候，我们彼此我就跟他分享了这件事，认罪悔改，心里才得到了释放。
That very night when I was reading Bible with Mrs. Zhang, when we came to Psalm 29, basically we need to adorn ourselves with holiness. And so that's how I get, you know, how I admit my sin and I get the release.
从耶稣的眼里，所有的咒骂冤恨都是根足于谋杀。
In the eyes of Jesus, all the anger and curse were stemming from wanting to murder.
而那些欺负人、伤害人的话，从道德的角度来说，它与实际的谋杀也没有太多的区别。
And those cheating and hurting words, really, in the eyes of Jesus, there's no difference.
我在想，如果那个人知道我这样在笑他，并且知道我还是个牧师，而且刚刚从教会讲完道回来，他可能真的会跌倒，爬不起来。
I was thinking if that jogger that I was laughing at actually knew that I'm a minister and just came home from church, and he may never be able to get up.
人其实都是很脆弱的，有时候一句话就可以把一个人打倒。
We're all very fragile. Oftentimes, just a few words can knock us down.
相信在这个世界上，每一天都有人因为被伤害的话，活活给气死的。
I believe every day in this world, there are people who might have committed suicide just because of a few hateful words.
耶稣在这里讲了对动怒咒骂者的三种惩罚。
Jesus here talks about the three kind of penalties for towards these people with anger and curse.
那就是审判、公会和地狱的火。
That's judgment, Sanhedrin, and the fire of hell.
我们在圣经中看到，原来以色列国是一个神权的政体，耶和华他自己正站在这个国家的法律体系的后面。
We can see from the Bible that the Israelites in the Old Testament is a theocracy. God is actually behind all the laws.
所以在以色列民，他们即使涉及的只是民事审判，那也是神圣的。
So to Israelites, even though the matter is civil, but it's still sacred.
当你在瞎子的面前放下半碟之物被审判的时候，当你使用不公平的量具来敛财被审判的时候，你首先不是得罪了人，而是得罪了神。
When someone puts some stumbling block to trip a blind or use um, or or to to tweak the measurements in order to make money out of this inappropriate behavior, it's really offending God.
那不是摩西在审判你，而是神在审判你。
It's not the Moses that's judging you. It's really God.
是神对你心里的善恶做出一个至终的评判。
God is judging what you have in your heart, good or evil.
所以圣经说得很清楚，因为审判是属乎神的。
Because the Bible made it very clear, judgment belongs to God only.
耶稣连续用三个难免来表明，即使我们没有杀人流血，也不能视为已经满足了旧约圣经中禁止杀人的律法。
In the scripture, Jesus used three consecutive inevitable or will be to describe that the severity of the sin.
因为上帝的法律律法正指向一个更为基本的问题，那就是潜伏在人内心中的可悲的怒气和怀恨的抱怨。
Because God's law is pointing to a deeper issue within our heart.Which is the hatred and the anger, the deep anger.
我们可以看到这幅画，大家都知道，这是该隐。
这是 story of Cain.
在杀他的弟弟亚伯。
Killing his brother Abel.
没有其他的事，就是因为记恨，就把弟弟给杀了。
For no other good reason, just simply because of jealousy.
因为里面的怒气，就导致了最后的杀人。
The anger from him resulted in the murder.
所以公义的上帝在对他说，你弟兄的血有声音从地里向我哀告。
So God is telling him, your brother's blood is crying out to me from under the earth.
我们再来看现代的该隐。
We see the Cain in nowadays.
这是一个餐馆的老板在阿拉巴马海中，这个海鲜中餐馆，那一天的晚上有一位美国的白人，他买了7块钱的那个春卷，但是当拿到家里吃的时候，突然看到里面有蟑螂。
A few weeks ago in Alabama, there's a good friend's Chinese seafood restaurant. The owner, a 52-year-old Mr. Qing, was accused of shooting at a customer. A customer bought some egg rolls and found out there were some cockroaches in it.
所以这位妇人就到餐馆就跟他去道说道理，所以餐馆的老板觉得备受羞辱，所有的名气都没有了，所以当他把7块钱给了这个女的死的时候，女子刚要出门，他已经拔出枪来对他射击了。
So when this woman came back and asking for refund, so this owner was totally outraged. So when he's handing her the money, he pulled the gun and shoot at this woman.
在耶稣的眼里，生气、暴怒和杀人一样需要责备和劝诫。
In the eyes of Jesus, anger, rage, and killing requires equal judgment.
所以不仅是谋杀者，所有对人动怒咒骂的都难免受审判。
So not only the murderers, anybody who get angry and curse other people needs to face the judgment.
有人可能会问，耶稣，你自己也不是有非常生气的时候吗？
Somebody may say, Jesus, didn't you got angry?
我们看到耶稣对着圣殿里做买卖的人拿出鞭子来抽他们。
We see that Jesus put out a whip and really to scatter the peddlers in the temple.
对那些假冒为善的法利赛人，他诅咒他们是粉刷的坟墓，是无知瞎眼的。
To the hypocritic Pharisees, he scolded them as whitewashed tomb and ignorant people.
可见我们对罪和不公义而发的愤怒是可许的。
So therefore, it's allowable to be angry over the sin and injustice.
耶稣在登山宝训中所谴责的，只是我们在个人关系上对人的憎恨。
What Jesus is targeting in the sermon is the anger because of the personal relationship.
耶稣看得很清楚，在日常的生活中，我们之所以会对人生气、会动怒、咒骂，常常不是因为罪和不公义，而是因为我们自己被觉得被人冒犯。
Jesus knows very well that in our daily life, when we get angry, it's not because of the sin and injustice, but often it's because we were offended.
耶稣从来没有为自己被冒犯而生气。
Jesus was never angry because he himself was offended.
他从不还口，不讲威吓的话。
He never talked back. He never threatened with words.
在最后被钉十字架的时候，还出恩言要天父赦免他们，因为他们不晓得。
When finally he was nailed to the cross, he even said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing."
一个不争的事实是，当我们受到冒犯，我们就会马上动怒；但当罪和不公义在我们身边发生的时候，我们却不那么容易生气，只是讲一些大道理而已。
The fact is that, when we get offended, we react right away. But when real sin and injustice happens, we do not react rapidly, but we tend to spew out a lot of lofty principles.
当我们为了某些对错在与人辩论和动怒的时候，那是因为我们不仅认为对方是错的，而且同时也认为对方在攻击我们。
When we are arguing with other people over right or wrong, it's not necessary because we're fighting for the truth, but we feel that the other party is really attacking us.
而当我们怀着怒气在回应对方的时候，我们又常常自欺，以为自己是维护真理，但其实我们更多的考虑可能是自我的防卫。
When we react with anger,we oftentimes we even cheat ourselves, thinking that we are maintaining the truth, but in fact we're doing our self defense.
我们继续来看这段经文。
We'll continue the following verses.
在登山宝训中，耶稣并不禁止所有的怒气，耶稣只是禁止由个人的人际关系而引发的怒气。
In the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus does not stop all angers. He prohibits angry because stemming from the personal relationship.
耶稣在这里讨论的是一个恨不得对方遭殃去死的一个谋杀者的心里的怒气。
Jesus is dealing with the anger that the hateful heart wanting to kill others.
耶稣在这里举了两个例子。
Jesus had two examples.
这段经文讲的是第一个例子，冒犯了兄弟的人要到祭坛面前去履行宗教的义务。
One that has offended a brother wanting to go to altar to offer sacrifice.
耶稣告诉我们，在他的眼里，能够与兄弟和好，要比履行宗教的义务更为重要。
Jesus told us to have peace with your brothers is more important than offering gift to the altar.
一个人因为行得不好，使他和弟兄对他抱怨，那么他的献祭就可能成为虚假。
When somebody had done something wrong to his brother, but yet going to offer gifts, and that is all.Pretentious.
我们一起来读这段圣经，一起来。我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。颂赞和咒骂从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两种水吗？耶稣不是不看重人对上帝的敬拜，而是要我们在与弟兄和好之后再来敬拜神。
Jesus is not saying that worshiping God is less important, but he stresses that we need to fix our relationship before we go see God.
我们人都喜欢用一些外在的宗教的礼仪来代替自己里面的正直、纯洁和爱，但是耶稣不认同这种方法。
We like to use the exterior religious ceremony to represent to our righteousness, but Jesus does not agree with that.
我们再来看这段圣经。耶稣的时代和以往一样，一个人欠了债不还，是可以被下到监里，直到还清为止。
In Jesus' time, is just like now. If somebody is owes somebody people until the debt has been completely repaid, there's a risk of being put into jail.
耶稣在这里与其在讲说与人如何讨论如何还债，还不如是说耶稣在强调我们快快与人和好的紧迫性。
So Jesus again using this example to say, oh, rather than paying off the debt, it's more important to repair the relationship.
因为审判正在逼近，公义正在彰显，到时候甚至连向弟兄动怒都要难免受审判，那么我们今天要快快与我们的弟兄和好。
Because judgment is coming, so if we don't fix a relationship with our brothers, we simply cannot bear the consequence.
这是边缘波，大家都可能认识他。08年的时候，在彼岸特会中，边缘波老弟兄跟我们传讲了一个信息，那就是。
In back in 2008, in a conference called Younger, in America, an elder brother, Bian Yunpo, encouraged us.
他告诉我们说，这次他可能因为病，可能被主接去了，但是神存留他的性命。等他被救回来之后，第一件事情就是跟他有过节的弟兄打了岳阳电话，跟两位弟兄和好。他讲了一句话：与其我们在天上彼此见了脸红，不如现在就和好。
Brother Bian was of old age, and he had an illness, but God really saved him, so gave him this opportunity. So he said, when he came back, he says, rather me and my brothers meet up in the heaven that we feel ashamed to meet him, I'd rather now make the man right now here.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我也呼召大家，我们愿不愿从心里向着我们爱我们的耶稣说，是的，与其我们在天上彼此见了脸红，不如现在就和好。
So I call out to everybody here that let's ponder up upon this. If
如果你听了耶稣的信息有感动，现在你或许就可以跟你的配偶拥抱，跟你的弟兄拥抱，跟你的姐妹拥抱，说
，If you
我们现在就和好。
If you feel that the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart, that you you feel that you need to say the necessary words to whoever that you feel that you owe somebody of, now's a good time.
这个信息有些沉重，现在我们就起来轻快一下，为着主的名，我们彼此说，现在就和好。
Okay.
起来，现在就和好。
Let's all stand up. Let's.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I love you. Thank you. 好，接下来我要讲生活的应用。
Okay, we're gonna talk about life application.
我会很挑战的讲四点。
I will challenge you with 4 points.
第一个，我们要以神为中心，拔掉气门芯。我不知道它怎么翻译。
We need to put God in the central. We probably need to remove, I don't know, air valve or something.
当我们感到被误解、被拒绝、被贬低、被伤害、被欺负的时候，我们会本能的动怒。
When we feel that we're being mistreated, being rejected, instinctively we will get angry.
所以怒气有时候好像是一道保护墙，可以平衡和防御他人加给我们的痛苦和伤害。
So anger can act as a protection wall, to protect us from the attacks.
我这样说的前提 是那个加害我们的人绝对是有罪的，而我这是完全无辜的，而且也是公义的。
The premise is that the adversary is at fault and I am innocent.
但这样事实上是不多的，我们自己也是有错的，有责任的。
But it's rarely the case. Oftentimes we are also at fault.
比如我们会看到这是什么？
For instance, we can see what is this.
这是谁呀？约瑟的什么彩衣？
This is Joseph's well decorated robe.
我们看到他和他的弟兄彼此相争，有仇恨。
We know that Joseph having some issue with his brothers.
约瑟因为爸爸雅各对他的偏爱，所以加上他自己的无知，还有心里的骄傲和自意，使得哥哥们倍感伤害和拒绝。
Joseph, because of his father Jacob's really loved him, and because of his own ignorance, so the relationship between him and his brothers were really, really bad.
十二个儿子，爸爸只是做了这么漂亮一件彩衣给他。
12 sons, and the father only made one for this little boy.
他心里充满了骄傲和自意，以致哥哥们恨死他，不跟他讲和睦的话。
He's very proud and self-righteous, so his brothers wouldn't want to talk to him.
其实我们就像约瑟的哥哥一样，虽然弟弟约瑟有他的过错，但我们心里记恨的怒气却难以消除。
So oftentimes we're just like Joseph's brothers, even though really the little brother didn't have any major fault, but we're holding grudge towards him.
那我们怎么办呢？
What should we do?
我们会动怒，首先是因为我们是一个自我中心的人，里面有一个常常容易动怒的己。
We get angry is because deep inside ourself is prone to get angry, to get stirred up.
虽然我们也想努力控制自己的怒气，但是除非这个己被圣灵对付，首先我们就不可能，我们而且会继续生气发怒。
Even though we want to control this anger, however, but our natural tendency is to let it out.
作为神的儿女，基督的追随者，我们已经有了胜过自己怒气的可能性，那就是当我们将心中的宝座让位给耶稣，听从耶稣的教训，那我们的火气就会减少。
As a follower of Jesus, we have this opportunity, we have a chance to be victorious, which is by moving ourselves aside and let God to guide us.
好，所以圣灵就会把我们的气门芯给拔掉。
So the Holy Spirit will pull the will turn on the stress the relief valve. So we.
多少人看过这个林来疯的电影？
Has anybody seen this movie Insanity? Anybody? Nobody?
没有啊。那个其实中间有一个故事，当年那个林来疯创造了七连胜的奇迹的时候，有记者非常挑战的去问科比，说科比，你认识那个叫林来疯的吗？
When 2 years ago, when Knicks were having a seven win streak, so the news reporters went to ask Kobe, hey, do you know who Jeremy Lin is?
但是 Kobe 他回答说，哪个林来疯，我不认识他。
Kobe says, what Jeremy Lin? I do not know him.
冤家路窄，结果他就把湖人队的科比给打败了那一次。
And then when Knicks plays Lakers, that Jeremy Lin led the Knicks to beat the Lakers.
所以这个好事的记者就专门去找到了林来疯，就问林书豪，我想问你一个问题，你认识科比吗？
So this reporter went back to Jeremy saying, well, hey, Jeremy, do you know who Kobe is?
所以林书豪当时的火气就被起来了，他完全可以讲一句话说，哪个科比，我根本不认识他。
So Jeremy Lin got stirred up, so he could have said, what Kobe? I don't know him.
但是那个时候他说，我突然想到耶稣，耶稣如果在这个时候他会讲什么话。
But then Jeremy thought of Jesus when he thought, what would Jesus do in this occasion?
他面对这样记者的试探的时候，他回答了一句话，对不起，我真的不知道怎么来回答你这个问题。
So when he was facing this this temptation, he ended up answering, "I don't know how to answer your question."
林书豪在受到人的欺负和贬损的时候，终于有报复机会。他先想到的耶稣的教训，就放下了自己。
When Jeremy faced the contempt, and he learned how to put down himself and learn how to deal with it.
他就是耶稣的追随者，他就是耶稣脚前认真接受登山宝训中听众中的一个。
He's a Jesus follower. He's one of the followers who sat in front of Jesus listening to the Sermon on the Mount.
所以我们大家来读这 一段的圣经。这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。当我们要动怒的时候，我们可以对自己说，我已经不是从前那个人了。
When we want to get angry, we could say, we're not the old me anymore.
那个过去常常发怒的我，现在已经跟基督一起钉死了。
That old me that was prone to anger has been nailed with Jesus.
我再也不要向着那坏脾气投降了，我是一个新造的人。
I will not surrender to my bad temper. I'm a newborn person.
基督在我里面活着，他就是我的生命。
Jesus lives in my heart. He is my new life.
好，现在我讲第二个，快快的听圣经，慢慢的不发怒。
The second point is listen to the Bible quickly and do not anger.
我们每个人都知道自己的脾气不那么好，火气也很大。
We all know that we have a quick temper.
我看到有人在大街上穿着这样一条 T 恤，上面写着这一排字：烦着呢，别惹我。
I've seen people wearing a T-shirt that I'm trying to get over. Stop bothering me.
我们常常会以为别人的过错，那别人的过错作为自己发怒的借口。但事实上，坏脾气会发怒是一个人里面的问题。
We oftentimes use other people's fault as an excuse for our being angry. But oftentimes this is really causing by ourselves.
坏脾气来自我们的自身，而非来自外界。
Bad temper comes from inside of me, not from outside.
别人说话做事也许会令你不快，但除了你以外，没有人能使你发怒。
Other people may agitate you, but other than yourself, nobody can make you angry.
那么如何使我们避免自我救赎，避免为自己发怒的罪寻找合理的理由呢？
So how can we get around the self-preservation and find the reason for being angry?
所以只有听上帝的话。所以牧师这里有一个句子说。话说，罪会使你远离圣经，但圣经也会使你远离罪。
So Moody said, sin in this case, anger and cursing will make you away from Bible, but Bible will also make you far away from sin.
我们再来分析那个保罗的那段圣经，大家一起来读。因为全律法都包在爱人如己。这句话之内了。我不知道大家看这句话的时候，你觉得是不是保罗写错了？
Love your neighbor as yourself. Have you wondered, Paul did Apostle Paul made a mistake?
律法首先不是要我们去爱神吗？保罗怎么说我们先要爱人如己呢
？The law didn't the law tell us to love God first? How could the Apostle Paul ask us to love others first?
对人的爱怎么能够概括神呼召我们去做的一切呢
？The love for others, how can that mask our love for the God?
但其实保罗这个答案是深刻的，因为心中无神，他就会目中无人。
Apostle Paul, the saying is very deep because for whoever does not have God in his heart, he will see no other people.
只有那些首先爱神的人，他才会去爱人如己。
only those who love God first can actually act out love others like love your neighbor like yourself.
我们不能不承认，我们在人际关系方面首要的问题，并不是我们不够爱对方，而是我们常常不够爱神。
We have to admit that the trouble with our personal relationship is not because we don't love each other, but because we don't love God enough.
因为我们不够爱神，所以我们就不能彼此相爱。
Because we don't love God, so therefore we cannot love others like ourselves.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们快快地听神的话，这样我们就可以慢慢地不发怒。
So brothers and sisters, let's quickly listen to God's words. So,
那我问题是我们怎么来听上帝的话呢？
But how do we listen to God's words?
一个人要听到上帝的话，你要就必须安静心来。
In order to listen to God's words, one must quiet himself down.
一个农夫在他的马棚里突然把自己的怀表掉在了草堆里，他怎么也找不到。
A peasant lost a watch in among the hay. He couldn't find it.
他就叫了一群小朋友过来，大概有十来个小朋友。你们看，把我马棚里的草下面能够谁找到我的怀表，我就给他冲上。
He's got a bunch of kids to search for it in this stable.
所有的小朋友在这找啊找啊，找了半天，重赏也拿不到，没有一个人找到。
So all the kids were looking for it, nobody could find it.
所有的人都走出去了。
Everybody left the stable.
这时候只见一个小朋友来到这个农夫的面前，提出个要求：你能不能再让我进去一次？
And only one kid came make a request. Can you let me in one more time?
一段时间以后，当这个小朋友走出来的时候，已经把怀表拿到了。
It didn't take too long. When this little kid came out, he carried with him the watch.
你知道他用什么办法吗？
Do you know how do you find it?
原来他当所有的声音都静下来的时候，
when,
他就把耳朵贴着那个草在听。
When there's total silence, then he'll just listen
to the floor. 一个脚听过
去，
他终于听到了那轻轻的怀表走动的声音，嚓嚓嚓。
From one corner to the other, you know, he would just listen to the clock, 嚓嚓嚓。
这个世界上真的我们可以看到两种人，一种人只会听到人和自己的声音。
In this world, there's two sounds to listen. One is to hear our own sound, and the other one is hear the sounds from the God.
但另外一种人，他不只是听人的声音，他更会听到上帝的声音。
Okay. There are two kinds of people. One kind of people can only hear himself. The other one can hear not only himself but also the voice of the God.
其实能够听到上帝声音的，也能在灵界里听到魔鬼的声音。
Actually, those who can listen to the voice of the sound can also in the spiritual realm detect the devil's voice.
我讲两个不同的父亲。
Example of two fathers.
一个孩子考试考得不好，哭丧着脸回到家，我真笨，我真笨。
A child comes home was a bad score and just kept saying I'm too dumb, I'm too dumb.
爸爸说你不笨啊。
And the father said, No, you're not.
我笨啊，我笨啊。
The kid was saying, No, I am.
爸爸说你真的笨。
And so the father was got angry. So
我说你不笨，你就不笨，你懂吗？这是一个话。
When I say you're not, you're not. Right? Listen to me.
这个爸爸只听到人和自己的声音。
So this father only listened to himself.
还有父亲，他买了一部 BMW, 啊。
The other one bought a expensive car, BMW. Very loved this car.
只要有一点点灰，就冲洗擦拭，打蜡。
When there's any speckle, you.
他的八岁的儿子看到爸爸这么喜欢车，每一次爸爸要冲，都是他用龙头。
So his little boy, 8 years old, watching his father. So every time, you know, this boy will follow his father to wash the car.
礼拜五下班了，回到家，因为车子脏了，上面很多的泥灰，但是爸爸觉得太累了，所以就去倒头去睡，睡一会儿再来洗车，就这样。
Friday afternoon after work, the father was going to wash the car, but he was too tired, so he would take a nap.
你知道八岁的儿子做什么？
Guess what the eight-year-old.
于是上，爸爸现在累了，我为他洗车。
So this boy says,
他拿了龙头洗，哎呦，这个泥灰好像上面有鸟粪，都洗不掉。
So this eight-year-old boy was trying to wash the car, and but there's some things that could not easily be removed.
他想起了妈妈洗碗的时候擦不掉用丝瓜巾，再不行就用钢丝砂。
Okay. Then this boy remembered when his mother was washing dishes, there's some real tough stains, then he would just use those things.
所以就拿来钢丝刷去刷刷刷，上面湿掉了，但是整个车子被刷毛了。
So this boy would just use the steel wool to scrape off the dirt.
他哭着走到爸爸面前，爸爸，什么呢？孩子不敢说。
So he cried to and went to his father. Oh, daddy, daddy.
但是爸爸已经预感到有什么重大的事情发生，他奔出去一看，整个车子已经花掉了。
His daddy had this hunch that something major happened, and so he really shocked.
正在要发怒的时候，他突然走进自己的房门，把门关起来，跪在地上，上帝啊，我应该跟儿子怎么说？
So when the father was really ready to explode, he would actually went to his room and prayed to God.
突然听到圣灵对他说，人看外貌，我看内心。
And all of a sudden, God's voice came to him saying, people look at outside, I look at the inside.
爸爸明白了，出来抱着在哭泣的孩子说了一句话，孩子，爸爸爱你胜过爱车。
So the father understood and came out and holding this kid saying, people like the car, but I love you.
这是一个听得懂上帝话语的人。
This is somebody who can understand God's word.
我们一起来读这段圣经。开始，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的去听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。好，多少的时候我们对这句经文了解是什么呢？
Many times we understood the thing probably not correctly.
我们是不是这样？只要我先听别人讲。 然后我就可以慢慢的说，也可以慢慢的动怒。
So seems like this passage is telling us as long as we listen to others, but then we can slowly speak and it's okay to get angry.
错了，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你这样的读经，说明你的心还没有静下来，你看到的只是说话的表面的技巧和为人的涵养。
But it's not. That means you haven't really understood this word. What you're seeing is an outward behavioral thing.
今天神要你快快的听，不只是要你听人的话，而是要静下心来听神在这件事情上所说的话。What
he says to quickly listen is not just listen to people, but also listen to what God has to say.
如果我们能够静下心来聆听上帝的声音，我们很快会发现我们自己的生命还有提升的空间。
If we quiet down and listen to God's voice, then we'll find out that there's more room for us to grow.
我们也可以看到圣灵可以在我们的生命中做奇妙的工作。
We can also see the Holy Spirit is going to do a lot of things in our life.
大家知道这是什么字啊?
What's this word?
甲骨文，商周时代的甲骨文，这里是一个圣字。 OK? 这里是个人，大家看到吗? 这里是个耳朵，这里是什么？嘴巴。所以说文解字的时候说什么叫圣？圣是通也，一个人能够通，他就是圣。我不知道怎么翻译。
Not sure how to. this word is like saint, or right. So basically, as you can see, there are three parts. On the upper left is big ear. On the upper right, there's mouth, and then there's a little person underneath.
好，这个是经文，大概上过时代的经文已经叫这是什么？他看到什么？耳朵，大大的耳朵，什么？小小的口，这个人字变成了个认字，好像是个怀孕的妇女。
As time evolves, the form started to evolve. Again, you can see the upper left is evolving into a the writing that we can recognize, which is the ear, and then the mouth, and then the person is like a pregnant woman with a little with a large stomach.
中国的字非常有含义，何谓圣者，通也，就是什么？
what is saint is just you understand basically.
大家总会听到这个话吗？三思而立是什么？不惑。 五是什么？知天命。六是什么？耳顺。什么叫耳顺？通也。你耳顺了吗？
I'm not gonna translate. Use ask your parents.
Okay. 所以我要告诉大家，什么是圣？你永远记得中国字，是一个人长着大大的耳朵，能听上帝的声音，然后长着一个小小的口。
So this word, if you memorize this image, is somebody with a very large ear and a small mouth.
如果你能够听到圣灵的声音，并且去遵行的，那么你就是一个分别为圣、属于上帝的人。
If you can listen to God's voice and act upon it, then you are a saint. You can be a saint.
我现在讲第三个，伸冤在神，听凭主怒。
Let God do the justice and let the Lord be the judge.
当我们无辜受害的时候，我讲的当然不是我们被家暴、被霸凌，需要我们找专家和律法。我讲的是一般我们受害的态度、处事的原则应该是如何。
When we talk about victims here, is not the victims of domestic violence or being bullied, but really the victims of a regular daily personal relationship.
当我们无辜受害，我们会生气、会发怒，这是一定的，这也是正常的。
When we become a victim, we will get angry, which is normal.
但是我们必须明白一件事情，怒气是最富暴力性的一个情感。
But we have to realize that anger is potentially the most violent.
由于它带着极其强烈的感情色彩，许多的时候它会和罪非常的接近。
Because it can be very, very emotional, and oftentimes it can come very close to being a sin.
圣经上没有说和善却不要犯罪，也没有说爱人但不要犯罪，而是说我们生气的时候不要犯罪。
God didn't say be kind but do not commit crime, love other people but do not commit crime. But God did say when we're angry, do not commit the crime.
我们一起来读。生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。保罗在这里提醒我们三件事。第一，生气使我们很可能因为心怀不平以致犯罪。
Paul reminded us of three things. One is that when we're angry because we feel that there's injustice, we might commit sin.
其次，当我们受到伤害的时候，我们可以生气，但我们不要因为生气转向长久的怀怨和可怕的动怒。
Actually, when we get hurt, it's okay to be angry, but do not hold the grudge and becoming a long-term thing.
最后，我们要看到魔鬼正利用我们的怒气来一步步偷窃、损害我们的生命。
And then we need to see that the devil is using our anger in order to damage us.
我曾经认识一位姐妹叫朱明，她曾经是中国女子太极拳的亚军。
I know of a sister, her name is Zhu Ming. She used to be the second place of the Tai Chi.
她90年代初移民美国，但是却被自己的同胞所欺骗，所以她恨到一个地步，巴不得把自己的主人给杀了。
In the 90s, she emigrated to the U.S., but she was cheated by her fellow Chinese, so she wanted to kill this person.
受洗前，牧师跟她有一个对话，希望她能够赦免她得罪她的主人，但是她说不行，什么也不行。
Before her baptism, her pastor asked her to forgive this person, but she could not.
最后，让她能够，最后她听到上帝的话，上帝在圣经中告诉她说，要她宁可让步，听凭主怒。
Eventually, it was God's words in the Bible that really opened her up.
因为神说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
Because God says it's I who will do the justice.
当他赦免了得罪他的人以后，他后来在美国啊，在全美武术锦标赛上连打5块金牌。
After she forgave this person, she actually performed very well. She's got 5 golds in the U.S. Martial Arts Championship.
那次她要到巴尔的摩去比赛的时候，我们都跪在地上为她按手祷告。
That year when she competes in Baltimore, we all knelt down on the floor and pray for her.
所以她回来告诉我们说，当我出场的时候，我只有一个祷告：上帝啊，女儿为你征战。
So she says, whenever I compete, when I get on the stage, I pray that I fight for you.
她的身份被她主人搞砸了，但是因为她打出了这么好的成绩。
Her visa status was spoiled by her ex-employer, but because of her diligence, she was actually was given the green card.
她没有去替天行道，而是听凭主怒。
She did not take the justice into her hands, but waiting for God's justice.
好，我们来讲最后一个，赦免神，顺服神。
Number four, quote-unquote, spare God and obey God.
我们不能否认，我们许多的时候的怒气不是对着人，而是对着神的。
We can't deny that oftentimes our anger is not towards man but towards God.
特别是有了一些属灵知识以后，我们知道所有的苦难都是神允许的，所以神允许这种苦难不拿开，所以人很多的心里就对神开始抱怨。
Especially when we gain some knowledge, we know that God allow many things to happen, so we hold grudge towards God.
我曾经看到两位执事在不同的教会中，他们因为抱怨上帝而离开了神。
In other churches, I've seen a couple of deacons left the church because they complain.
因为自己的父亲多次想让他到美国来看看，但是签证几次签不出，最后签出来了，爸爸却死了。One
is that because of this person really wanted his father to come to the U.S. to visit, but many times it was rejected, and finally, his father passed away, never. Was able to come.
还有一位半年找不到工作，他说我尽职祷告都多少次了，但神不听，没有这个神，他当面就对我说，他也离开了教会。
Another was looking for a job for 6 months and kept praying, but nothing happened.
所以我在想说，我们说要人要赦免神，不是人有这样的资格，而是说我们需要学习一个功课，能够透过苦难看到上帝的怜悯和美意。
So we say, quote unquote, we forgive God is not really mean that, but it's just we need to submit in front of God.
在二战的时候，有一个盟军的战士，他掉队了，结果德国兵开始搜山，他躲在一个树洞里面，随时可能会被发现。
In World War II, in Europe, a U.S. soldier was separated from the rest, so he had to hit, and the Germans were searching for him.
这时候他突然看到一个很大的蜘蛛网，在他躲进的洞上面开始快速的开始织网。他心里想：“上帝啊，你我应该需要有一堵墙，而不是一只蜘蛛网。”So
he had to hit in a big hole in a tree trunk, and fortunately he saw there's the spiders quickly making a web.
但是你知道吗？德国兵就看到这个蛛网，觉得里面不可能有人，就走开了。
You know, so the Germans, because they see that this a spider web, is thinking there could be nobody that's hidden behind that, so they passed it.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天可能临到你头上的苦难，或许正是一个上帝所织的遮网，成为你的遮盖。
So today, the difficulty in your life today might have been the spider web that God is making for you.
最近，我将这一张图片。 传给了好几位生命中有难处的弟兄姐妹。Recently,
I've sent this picture to many people that I know are in difficulties.
想不到过了没几天，我自己牧师也同样处在相同的痛苦的情况中。I
did not expect after a few days I was subject to the same difficulty.
所以我今天我把这个图片送给大家。
So I want to give this to you, to everybody.
让我们能够彼此勉励，懂得当担子重到什么话都说不出来的时候，我们就要起来赞美神。So we
can all be encouraged when the burden is too heavy to bear, we will have to start praising God.
最后，我们回到今天的主题是 不要动怒和咒骂。
Finally, we'll come back to the subject of do not get angry and curse.
原来我们可能觉得自己还不错，因为我们从来没有想到过杀任何人。
We might have thought that we're a pretty good person because we never thought of killing others.
但今天耶稣告诉我们，杀人是罪，恨人也是。
But Jesus is telling us today that you know, killing others is sin, but you know, hating others is also sin.
我们的内心的怒气常常就像森林的野火的火种，只要那么一点点，如果不及时的消除，就可能引发一场大大的火。
Our anger in our heart is just like a little spark in a forest. If we're not careful, we can create a huge forest fire.
我们来看这张图啊，这是我自己把它合成起来的。大家觉得有没有趣？在英文里面，天使和发怒只差一个字母。
In English, between anger and angel, there's differing by only one alphabet.
问题是你我人生中常常扮演什么角色呢？
Question is, which role do we play?
我挑战今天所有在座的弟兄姐妹。
I challenge everybody here.
盼望借着耶稣的登山宝训，我们从此以后努力成为别人的天使，而不要因为怒气成为别人生命里的伤害。
I wish because of this Sermon on the Mount, so we can we start becoming the angel in other people's life instead of the anger.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们闭上眼睛。在上帝的面前俯伏。
Let's close our eyes and fall before God.
亲爱的主。
Dear God.
我们在你面前俯伏。
We all in front of you.
愿你的宝血成为我们的遮盖。
May your blood cover us.
愿你的恩典成为我们里面的赦免。
May your grace forgive us.
我们不只得罪你。
We not only offended you.
我们得罪，我们也一样得罪人。
We also offended people.
愿主帮助我们
God, help us.
用你的力量束我们的腰
Use your strength to help us.
让我们可以靠着主的恩典站立起来
So we can stand up based on the grace.
让我们可以不仅向你悔改也可以向我们的弟兄来道歉
So we can not only repent to you but also we can be remorseful towards our brothers.
相信我们的教会经过这一场苦难会变成一个极大的祝福。
I believe our church, because of this event, will become a huge blessing.
相信我们会变得更加的成熟。
I believe that everybody will be more mature.
谢谢主。
Thank you, God.
谢谢你将你自己美好的见证做在我们的身上。
Thank you for your witness in front of us.
我们要将心里的颂赞荣耀都归给你。
We give our praise to you.
听我们在你面前的感恩祷告悔改奉耶稣基督的圣名
Listen to our prayer and repentance and we pray in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen